One of the fundamental questions that's asked about the history of Hanukkah is, why did we have to wait a week or so till they were able to manufacture Shemen Zayis Zach, that's Tahar? Why couldn't you just use the Shemen that was Tameh that they found? There was Shemen that they found, but the problem was that it was Tameh. After all, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and we know if the majority of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, then you could use the Shemen, you could have certain karbanos that are Tameh, and you could theoretically use the Shemen that would be Tameh to light in the menorah. So why did they have to wait around that week to be mechanek lemizbech with Shemen Zayis that would be Tahar? So one of the famous answers that is suggested is because the whole point of the Nitzachon of the against the Yavanim was the Mesiris Nefesh that the Chashmonaim had to do mitzvahs and to be Moser Nefesh for Torah and for mitzvahs, and therefore they didn't want to take a shortcut, they didn't want to rely on a leniency, they wanted to do it with Mesiris Nefesh properly, ideally, and therefore they ended up being able to rely on this Nes of the Pach Shemen. I would like to shift topics for a minute and then come back to this in 3 minutes. Could you have Hadlakas Neros Chanukah without any Pirsuma Nisa? What do I mean? I'll tell you two scenarios. Number one is you live on a long cul-de-sac in the somewhere far, far, far away in the bowels of some very quiet neighborhood, and there's no one who lives right near you. Okay, so you light on your house, your windows, your door, wherever you want to light. There's no one there. So your family sees, oh, you don't have a family, your family's not there. It's just you with your house, but there's no one who's going to see it. So there's no Pirsuma Nisa whatsoever, not for your family, just for yourself. You're just lighting it. So you have a Hadlakas Neros without any Pirsuma Nisa whatsoever. Could you light Chanukah candles? Meaning, could you make a bracha on Chanukah candles? Or perhaps more commonly, let's say you're on business somewhere in a place that's entirely not Jewish. And you're in a hotel in, in Kentucky, in a hotel in South Dakota, in a hotel in some foreign country, in Thailand, or whatever it is. Thailand, you have all the Israeli backpackers. And the only people that are there are Goyim. So Goyim, let's assume Goyim does not constitute Pirsuma Nisa to be Mefaris and the Neis to Goyim. Let's assume that doesn't count. So again, there's no Pirsuma Nisa. Is there a mitzvah to light Hanukkah candles? There's another situation where it is much more common that you might have heard about, which is what happens if you come back from a wedding, you come back from a trip, and you come back late at night and your family is sleeping. Do you have to wake up your family for the Pirsuma Nisa in order to make a bracha? You come back past Tichel Regman Ashuk, it's 1 in the morning. There's no people walking outside, it's just your family. So do you have to wake up your wife, your kids, to see you light? So that, Mr. Brewer says, if you can, you should try. It's proper to do so.
You don't have to light. Your wife already lit for you.
She didn't.
Okay.
Good point.
I used to argue that even to yourself.
So because that might be an oxymoron. There's, it's not, that you could if you were a marketing executive and you wanted to sell something and you said to the client, I don't know if anybody else likes it, but I'm going to market it to myself.
Clearly, the whole of what happened. If you don't do it, so it's like, okay, oh, we once had an S.
So you're saying the fact that you're doing it in a concrete action with your hands demonstrates that at least to yourself. So as far as I know, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't agree to you, and the Rav Moshe I'm about to say, who's Mekel, also doesn't agree with you. Because the way Rav Moshe suggests this discussion is that what happens, he calls it that there's no Pirsuma Nisa.
That's why so
the question
argue.
Is...
I say I used to argue, but I'm aware that I'm not supporting.
Okay, fine. Shalom, if there's no Pirsuma Nisa, there's no mitzvah to talk of. No, it's Pikuach Nefesh trumps that. Right, it depends how quick your wife is on the draw, if you have to wake her up or not. So, just to finish off quickly, because we only have a moment. So, Rav Moshe's Mechadesh, that there's no requirement, there's no Pirsuma Nisa requirement in order to have Hadlakas Neros Chanukah, which is a Chiddush, against the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, yes, you have to have people there. Rav Moshe says, no. Pirsuma Nisa is an added dimension that is in addition, a separate and apart, a distinct kiyum that is separate and apart from the fundamental mitzvah of Chanukah candles. It's not that the mitzvah of Chanukah candles is to do Pirsuma Nisa. The mitzvah of Chanukah candles is to light Chanukah candles. If it could be done with Pirsuma Nisa, you know, all the power to you. That's ideal. That's how it's supposed to be done. That's the, you know, the added dimension that we should aim for. But even lacking that pirsum anisa, one would be permitted to light the candles. Now, with that in mind, Rav Moshe asks a question, which is a fabulous question. The Gemara tells us that you could light an ad shetech l'regel min hashuk. And according to, and after that, no more lighting. No more lighting after Tichel Regel Menashuk. Ask Rav Moshe, according to what I just said, that you don't need Pirsum Anisa. It's nice if you also have Pirsum Anisa. Why should the Gemara say, after Tichel Regel Menashuk, and after that, you don't light anymore, there's no point in lighting after Tichel Regel Menashuk? What do you mean? Light for yourself. Light for that which it does for yourself. So what is this takana, that Tichel Regel Menashuk, but after that, don't light? It seems that we care about people seeing, and if nobody sees it, you can't light. If Rav Moshe is right. So Rav Moshe says something incredible, and this we'll finish with this. Rav Moshe says that Chacham, there's another thing to consider about when you're supposed to light, when you should light, when you, and that is Rizim Maktimim. Rizim Maktimim Mitzos. When's the best time to light? The earliest time you could light. The earliest time you could light is the best time to light, because that shows that you're Zaris. Says Rav Moshe, listen to what this Svar, it's a wild Svar. He says that Chachamim, when they established this mitzvah, they said, we want you to do it. We're telling you to do it at Shkiyas Hacham, Shetesh Hacham, whatever that means. And if you're not going to do it reasonably in the earlier part of when you're supposed to do it, we don't want you to do it at all. Why? Not because you need, says Rav Moshe, not because you need people to watch it, not because there's no one around, there's no one around, I don't care if there's nobody around. Really, 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 if you're going to do it, if you're going to delay your mitzvah, I'd rather Chacham is saying, don't do the mitzvah at all. And therefore, that's why Rav Moshe says, even if there is no pirsum anisa, you could fulfill the mitzvah, but only bizman, only when there are only in the earlier part of the night. So if you're doing it at the right time, then even if nobody sees it, you could go ahead and do your mitzvah. But once the Tichel Regel Menashuk, it's not just that, oh, there's no one to watch it. You don't need people to watch it. It's not in a time that Chachamim wanted you to be zaris and do so, which I think tells us the same idea that answered the question that we started with, which is why you have to. Why did the Chachamim at the time of the Chashmonaim want to the Dafka have Shemen Zayas Zach, that wait for the oil to be, the pure oil to be manufactured? I think this is the same point, that the part of the celebration, the commemoration, is the fact that we don't want to rely on B'dievetz, that we want to show that we're Zaris, that we're that we have the love for mitzvahs, and that's why both. We didn't rely on Tumah Hutra B'Tzibra, as well as this additional point that Chachamim said, even if you could light later to fulfill the mitzvah for yourself, if you're not going to do it at the right time, we don't want you to have this mitzvah.